tone it down. Everything is everything, y'all.
Right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Or you can text us at the same number. You know, as if there's not enough to be worried about, Sam, are you aware of an infectious outbreak, a dog disease in Florida?
A dog disease now?
Yes.
No.
It's called canine infectious respiratory disease complex, or kennel cough. Most cases of the disease are mild, but worsening symptoms could develop into pneumonia. Health experts say keeping dogs up to date on vaccines is the best protection. With COVID-19 still on the mind of many Americans, there's another virus spreading around South Florida, affecting a different segment of the populations. Canine infectious respiratory disease complex. And it's caused by a group of viruses and bacteria, including the flu, that affects the respiratory tract of dogs. It can be easily spread whether dogs live in home or awaiting adoption. While the recent outbreak has been limited to South Florida, the illness can be found throughout the country at any given time, according to Jose Arch, president of the American Veterinary Medical Society. We'll see a case here and there, but then there are times where outbreaks will occur in different areas of the country at different moments. And here's what you need to know. So, you know, look, a dog is man's best friend, and the relationships that people have with dogs is sacred. I don't know. Do you have a dog?
I have a family dog, yeah.
And there are people who are so close to their dogs that you know, they allow dogs to lick them in the mouth.
Share food.
Yeah, am I exaggerating?
No, not at all.
They lick them in the face. They do all of those things because they love their dogs. That's going to be a problem now. And I don't have a dog. My son has a dog, and I love his dog. But, you know, I'm not going to allow the dog to lick me in the face or in the mouth. Dogs are different than humans. They're not humans. And I know I'm not trying to challenge anybody on, you know, their love for their dogs, but this is coming. And people are going to have to become aware, because it can, and it is spreading. So it's something that's on the horizon. And I would say to people that they should look up. It's called, again, the acronym is CIRDC, CIRDC. And it is something that is another thing that we are going to have to become aware of in this country, you know, as well as any others. You know, I didn't grow up with animals, and so I didn't know what it was like to have a love of animals. I did not. My parents, with 12 of us, 13 of us, last thing they needed was a dog in the house. And so, you know, we didn't have that. But as all of us got up and out of the way, my parents then, with my youngest brother, he was able to have a dog. And so he developed a love and a relationship for dogs.
It really is different when it's your own. Like, you can like dogs or like cats. Even like before, I have cats at home, and I have a dog at my parents' house, and I love them a lot, but like I was a cat person before, but like I would die for my cats now. Like, it is a weird love that you just don't really understand until it is your own.
So you're talking, you're an animal lover, mm-hmm. and I'm a person who, like I told you, I mean, my son's dog, I care a lot for.
Right.
And I learn more by just watching his dog for him at times, that I could kind of see that relationship that people have with animals. Is it that it's easier to have the relationship with an animal than it is with the human?
Honestly, that's so funny you ask that question. My childhood dog just passed away a couple months ago, and we recently adopted a poodle who's like 6 years old. She was abused and everything, and my mom is having a really hard time because she's not necessarily as comfortable with people yet. You know, she's still coming around, learning how to be a real dog, if you will. And you know, like there is that from a puppy. If she would have, you know, gotten a puppy, she would have had that love that you talk about right away.
Right.
But I think there is a certain beauty in rescuing that, you know, it will be satisfying. So I don't necessarily think it is that love, but it's that bond you build, just like learning their personality and really becoming their person.
I got to tell you, for people who haven't had animals like myself, and you hear about personality of the animal, you know, and it's not just with dogs or cats. I hear people say that, you know, about, you know, birds and everything else. And you say, oh, wait a minute. Personality.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that, like I said, my son's dog, he really does have.
And I bet even if something were to, God forbid, happen to your son, you would instantly take that dog in and you would have that bond grow even more. You know what I mean?
Well, like, you know, I would have to think about it because he has a pit bull.
Big boy.
Yeah. And a big, strong dog. And I, when he first bought the dog as a pup, I said, man, of all the dogs for you to get.
They are sweethearts, though.
Yeah, his dog really is. He's, but, you know, I'm not saying that about everybody's dogs. A dog or an animal is like a human being. You train them to be what you want them to be. And if you don't give them the training that that is necessary, or the love that is necessary, then they'll go astray.
Mm-hmm.
Be it a pit bull or be it a chihuahua, you know, you've got to make that kind of commitment to do what needs to be done in order to help nurture that animal. But again, this is something that's on the horizon, and be aware of it. Common symptoms of this include coughing and sneezing, as well as discharge coming from the nose, and the disease develops. Dogs may have difficulty breathing and may have secretions coming out of their nose and eyes. It's what you should be looking for. And so symptoms will usually appear around 5 days after exposure, and mild diseases will usually last up to 10 days. Dogs can be tested by veterinarians to see if they have this disease. Some dogs may not show any symptoms, but they should still carry the disease and can still spread it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back.